Daryl, well played tonight. A fantastic win. Just how satisfying was that?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was a fantastic all-round performance, really. I thought we obviously got off to an incredibly good start with the bat, myself and Mo. Fortunately, Moen carried on. What a magnificent 100 that was. It was great to watch the second half of that innings. And I thought we batted pretty well throughout. Coxie at the end as well with a lovely little cameo. Probably should have got more than 300 maybe with the start we got, but 290 was a very good score. And as soon as we got those early wickets, I thought Graham Sesser was absolutely outstanding with the ball first up and got three wickets in that first power play, and it was a long way back for Warwickshire from there.
It was a great start by yourself and Mo. He's obviously batting out of his skin at the moment, and you had the best seat in the house watching him.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I think it's probably the first time I've ever outscored Mo, I think, at the start of an innings, so it was nice to get a few boundaries away. Managed to farm a little bit of the strike unintentionally, but got a lot more balls than him. And yeah, it was really pleasing that we put on 100. I think we've had a couple of good partnerships this year, and he's an absolute pleasure to open the batting with in the short forms.
Yeah, people are running out of superlative to describe him this year, aren't they?
Yeah, he's been amazing, an absolute superstar for us, really, particularly in the 4-day format. Probably hasn't quite got as many runs as he liked in the one day, as he's normally pretty prolific in that over the last couple of years anyway. So nice for him to get that 100 tonight, for thoroughly deserved, and I'm sure he'll be really pleased with that.
Yeah, the boys must have been really on a high coming out defending best part of 300.
Yeah, it gives you bowlers a lot of confidence when you've got something like that to bowl at. It enabled Sess to charge in and really try and bowl fast and bowl straight. He hit the deck really well, and he got the board in fantastic areas and thoroughly deserved his wickets.
I mean, he kept chipping away, and Warwickshire were never really got going, did they?
No, I thought Shantz obviously hasn't got the pace of Sess, but he hit fantastic areas like he does. Got his nice bit of swing and bounce, and it was really, really pleasing to start the way we did and almost kill the game off.
A word on Graham. I mean, obviously, he's obviously quite raw in cricketing terms, even though he's 29, but he seems to be getting better and better, and he bowls with a real lick, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think it was always going to be a learning curve for him this year, his first year involved, and even at 29, he's come on leaps and bounds. His fitness has improved a lot. And he's learning his trade still. He's improved naturally from bowling day in, day out, and netting day in, day out, and he's getting better and better. And I think he really reaped the rewards tonight for his hard work that he's put in.
And he seems to carry that bit of X factor with him as well.
Yeah, I think it's key to take wickets. So that's probably where we've failed in the games we've lost this year in the shorter forms. We've not taken wickets early on, which obviously pegs the run rate back and keeps the opposition batters under pressure. So pace gets you that. Pace, if you hit the right areas, he can nick people off and get the ball racing through people. So he's got that ability to take wickets up front.
We've talked about all the key contributions. Now on to yours, Daryl, because it was runs for you again, wickets and catches.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed my one-day cricket this year. Obviously, a new role, really, with Vikram leaving, and I've been able to open the bat in, and I've thoroughly enjoyed that. I've got plenty of runs, and like I said earlier, it's a pleasure to open with Mo, and I've really relished the opportunity to get in there and try and bat through the 40 overs.
How much are you enjoying it at the moment? You seem demonstratively to be enjoying it, and you're active in the field, always on the move. You're leading from the front, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I love what I do. I love playing cricket, and I've got a passion about Worcestershire in particular, obviously being born in the county, and there's a lot worse jobs out there, to be honest. It's a fantastic way to earn a living, so why not? It's only a short career, might as well give it everything I've got.